This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You want hot industries of the past couple of days? Look no further than the music streaming business. Pandora's founder returned to that company as CEO. Spotify raised a billion simoleons in new financing, and SoundCloud has now launched its long-awaited subscription service. For $10 a month, you can get yourself access to SoundCloud's library, 125 million tracks, give or take, including a lot of underground stuff you won't find on other services. And, oh yeah, no ads. Sally Herships looks at SoundCloud, and it's trying to remix itself in a very crowded space.
Spencer Claiborne is 20. He lives in Missouri, and he's a huge fan of SoundCloud. Here's why. Not too long ago, Claiborne was in the hospital. He has leukemia.
And I took a lot of comfort in an artist called Cloud.
Claiborne says he discovered the music on SoundCloud.
The music of Cloud really got me through a lot of difficult nights and days.
So once he recovered, Claiborne went on to SoundCloud and sent Cloud, the musician, a message thanking him. And Cloud wrote back.
That's something that doesn't really exist, the ability to kind of communicate one-on-one with an artist that you love.
Vicky Nauman is a digital music consultant. She says that kind of community is one of the reasons SoundCloud has such a large and loyal following, 175 million users, and all of them are free to upload their own music.
When I heard that they were going to launch with 125 million songs, I thought, that sounds awful.
But she says that's what makes SoundCloud SoundCloud. Musicians don't have to go through a record company like they do on other streaming sites. Lots of SoundCloud users also upload remixes and mashups. Susan Federspiel is with Landor, a global branding firm.
I don't think that Apple or Spotify or some of the other brands have really built that community around their brand the same way that SoundCloud has been able to do it.
The key for the new subscription service SoundCloud Go will be to bring in new users and generate more revenue. But SoundCloud is entering a very crowded space. So Federspiel says the company is hoping to take on its competitors by offering mainstream music as well as everything else. And as for Spencer Claiborne in Missouri, will he pay up?
You know, I think I will.
Claiborne says SoundCloud's interface is still clunky. It needs a lot of work, but he's willing to wait it out. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.